Good evening, Hudson Mohawk Magazine listeners. This is Christoph DeMaria, contributor for 105.3 Low Power FM, WOOC, Troy, New York. We welcome to today's spot Bree Bilecki of Capital District of New York Mutual Aid Network to discuss with us financial aid distribution, equity, and their newest fundraising campaign in order to get support to those in need. Welcome, Bree.
Hi, yes, just a little bit about myself. I use she, they pronouns, and I'm one of the anchor organizers and coordinators behind Capital District Mutual Aid. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Bree. We're so glad you're here. Could you briefly share what Mutual Aid is and how it has been operating in the Capital District from your perspective?
I think at its most basic sense, mutual aid is the act of neighbors helping neighbors. It's an act of reciprocal support in which individuals within a community are able to show up for each other and exchange resources for mutual benefit. For example, when institutions or systems might fail us, mutual aid allows for people to meet each other's basic survival needs. In essence, it's non-hierarchical, member-led, and entirely participatory. Specifically in the Capital District, we've had a lot of requests for groceries and financial assistance. In response to that, we've not only been connecting volunteers who are able to deliver food to local food pantries who might need more help or directly to those in need, but we've been encouraging people to form neighborhood pods in which neighborhoods get connected block by block and are able to safely organize grocery runs, meal prep, and any other kind of support that might pop up. As of this Monday, April 20th at noon, we've started a GoFundMe for a mutual aid fund. I think when talking about any sort of financial aid distribution in the context of mutual aid, we have to echo the sentiment of solidarity, not charity. And charity is often a formalized system of giving to the deserving poor, in which those in positions of power get to decide who should receive poor and when. Whereas financial aid distribution in the context of solidarity places the decision-making power back into the communities to offer direct support to those who are struggling the most. Well, in this context, it aims to serve those who are most impacted by this crisis, such as those individuals who are in marginalized groups, those who are unemployed, or those who are immune compromised or elderly.
How would you define equity, and what, from your perspective, does equity look like in action?
Well, I think equity really aims to offer support and fair access through the sharing of resources. But it's based on understanding of the root causes of access disparities. And of course, you can't talk about equity without justice. So knowing that this work must happen simultaneously while aiming to eliminate barriers to justice is important. And in action, equity looks different depending on each community. Specifically in the US, I think it's imperative for equity to be informed by decolonization and anti-racism. It should aim to work against historic systems of oppression that have created mass disparities, especially in access to resources amidst crises and disaster. And by ensuring that this understanding is sewn into the very fabric of financial aid distribution, these efforts will prioritize those who have been most disenfranchised and will ultimately aim to redistribute power and resources. We'll have monthly rounds of disbursement. People will apply through our Google form or by our hotline, which I can give you later. And disbursement methods will include third-party apps such as Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. We'll also be offering sanitized Visa gift cards and prepaid amounts, or directly funding the purchase of groceries. Ultimately, we would like to put the decision-making power into the hands of those who are affected most, to reflect our values of dismantling oppressive systems of power, such as white supremacy. In order to do this, we would like to create an equity distribution circle in which decision-making power around financial distribution is held by a group of several people of color who are connected to or are part of other marginalized communities, such as immigrant or undocumented communities, those who are disabled, poor, elderly, or queer and trans communities. And we're actually currently seeking more community members to join this effort, so please reach out if you would like to be a part of this decision-making process.
How can listeners here on 105.3 WOOC contact you? How can they reach out and support or volunteer their time and service?
Absolutely. The best way to stay in contact with us, you can see updates on our Facebook or Instagram through CDNY COVID-19 Mutual Aid, or you can fill out our Google form at tinyurl.com/CDNY Mutual Aid. We also have a hotline. That's 518-629-5602.
Fantastic. So, listeners, please feel free to use that. For folks who may be requesting support, should they use the same means of contact in order to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. We certainly recommend using the Google form if you can, at that tiny URL, or if you don't have access to a computer or it just might be too difficult to navigate, please feel free to call our hotline and you'll be able to leave a message and we'll have one of our coordinators connect you with the support you might need.
When can we expect to see this GoFundMe live?
It should be going live this Monday, April 20th at noon, and we'll start collecting funds till May 1st, which is when that first round will close, and we'll start dispersing funds between May 1st and May 15th.
May Day.
Yes, absolutely.
Support comes on May Day. That's fantastic. Will there be a second round immediately following, and will that in any way differ from the rounds that you're currently proposing?
Absolutely. So the first ma round that we have right now is going to be evenly distributed amongst all the folks who have requested financial support thus far. The second round that we'll be having and all subsequent rounds afterwards will be geared towards equitable distribution. And as we continue to develop our processes of determining how do we equitably distribute these funds, we'll be able to more and more prioritize those who need it most.
Bree Bilecki, I really want to thank you for being on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine today. We really appreciate all the work that you and all the volunteers and organizers with Capital District of New York Mutual Aid Network are doing. Can you define a little bit about your role and your involvement in particular? What are you particularly focusing on within that network?
My role, I guess I've been one of the anchor organizers since the start. I started the Facebook page and have kind of been the person that folks have been getting connected to, and I've made a lot of connections to really great organizers throughout the process that have really shaped this into something much bigger than I expected it to be, and it's very become very it looks like it's going to turn out to be a great resource. So far, I've helped in developing systems and creating the nitty-gritty logic models and figuring out what the outcomes are and what our participation will look like, defining those so that we can have that strong foundation moving forward.
Amazing. I think that architecture is so essential, and your work definitely seems like it has already been helping people in need and will continue to do so, hopefully through the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond.
Absolutely. I think, the essence of mutual aid is being able to like create these really deep connections within neighborhoods where it's just that it acts as it's people's insurance. When systems might fail us, we can always be there and have these connections made in this process. And that can be used throughout entire lifetimes. If you might need something or your neighbor might need something, we can show up for each other and be there no matter what crises happen or what happens in our lives.
Bree Bilecki, I want to thank you again for your time and for coming on the show today. Is there anything else you would like to leave our listeners with? Any parting words, comments, or thoughts to share?
I am just really excited to get more involvement and hopefully have this more developed as time goes on. I know that right now we're in a scary time and a lot of us are really unsure of what our place is in supporting folks and supporting each other. And sometimes it can be kind of unnerving to know what our to not know or to know what our capacity is. I think it's really important right now to understand that we all have a place in this and we all have something to offer and bring to the table. I welcome anybody who wants to be there and create a better world and community for each other to get involved.
And I really want to encourage our listeners who have the capacity and the ability to reach out to Capital District of New York Mutual Aid Network in order to volunteer or to help in other ways. Please do reach out to them. And if you are requesting help, of course, you can go to the resources that Bree suggested. And Bree, what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
Well, the sunshine is out right now. Maybe I should go outside and get some vitamin D while it's there. get some fresh air, maybe go for a walk. Need it. Thank you, Christoph. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
Thank you too.
Thanks for listening. That was Bree Bilecki with CDNY Mutual Aid Network.